Earth Day is coming up this Saturday, and that has led Lola Haskins to some reflections about the need to encourage a love of nature in future generations.
I think all of us intellectually understand the need to set land aside for when we're gone. But there's a long-term problem even so, because more and more we see the out-of-doors as having nothing to do with us personally. And though we visit parks and droves, visit is the operative word, because for many of us nature is a foreign country. Not foreign like England, foreign like China or Iraq, where a tourist can't even read the street signs and can't hope to bluff the language. That is, among other reasons, why so many families arrive at campgrounds armed with televisions, so that when the strangeness gets too much, they have some place to go. We raised our son and daughter on 20 acres. It's not much land, but it's enough that as adults both of them love the outside, our daughter to the point where she and her husband bought land too, and as soon as their little girl could walk, she was toddling down the middle of the creek. In fact, Darcy, who was so crazy about the trees in our pasture that she named them, passed her enthusiasm on to Ava, who before she was two could tell oaks apart by the shape of their leaves, and once informed me that what she held in her hand, Nana, was a sweet gum ball. One afternoon, Darcy invited Susan and her little girl Anna, Ava's best friend from nursery school, over. It was a hot day, so after sandwiches we all headed to the creek. When we got there, Darcy took off Ava's shoes and shorts and she waded into the water in her diaper, but Anna and Susan held back. Darcy held out her arms to Anna. "Don't you want to come in?" she said. "I'll carry you," at which Anna burst into tears. Susan tried going closer, but with every hesitant step she took, Anna screamed louder than before. The closest Anna got to the stream that afternoon was the few drops of water Ava ran up and threw at her to encourage her to come down and play. Another time the visitors were two little boys, 8 and 11, whose father said they'd been talking about Mike and Darcy's creek for days. But though they've since recovered from this, on their first visit they were afraid to go beyond the strip of grass Mike had mowed around the house. This is a disturbing turn of events. In only a few years we'll be passing the stewardship of the land on to these children. What will they, who fear it, know to do? I think the only solution may be to expose them young to all the beautiful non-ways to be outside. If we don't, then we and the species that depend on us are in grave danger.